Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. This is part 7, the final chapter in the Options Industry Council's 7-part Options Fundamentals podcast series.
Now we've talked about the strategy. It looks like a great strategy, gets us some income. How do I know it's worth it? How can I figure out what kind of return I get if I do this? These numbers are great, but what kind of return am I going to get? Well, there's two formulas that are out there. Again, this gives you a realistic expectation. They're not perfect and everything, but they at least give you a parameter to work with in determining the potential return on a covered call strategy. There's our case study, stock 4350. We did the 45 call, 80 days to expiration, and the stock does in fact pay a dividend. One of the calculations is called a static return, and as you might guess, that static return refers to the fact that the underlying stock is static throughout the period, does not move. So let's do that. Standstill return, that's a good way to describe it. And again, this return calculation, the caution is done that you do the same per period profit earned repeatedly throughout the year. That's going to be tough to do because the market does in fact change. Income over investment multiplied by the time factor. It's in the book. It's also on the investigator, so we don't have to worry about all this. We just plug in the numbers. That's my preferred way. Income over investment times the time factor, the days of the year over. And you can just see, again, the income is the call plus the dividend. Investments are stock price, the days of the year, days to expiration. If we calculate all this, this is what we're going to come up with before commissions. Annualized rate of return of 26%. We're going to reduce that down, obviously, take the time factor out of it to give you the rate of return for that period. Very difficult to do this consistently over the year. I like to do it this way, actually, with the worksheet. We do the call price list plus the dividends equals the income divided by the stock price plus commissions. And now we've done it so it's actually 5.7% for the period, not the 26% annualized return. So that gives you a good picture. Is this worth doing? Keeping in mind it's a static return, and we're assuming here that the stock remains static. Probably may not happen. But again, it's a benchmark. That's the whole idea, is to give you something to work with to see if this potentially is a good trade. Okay, the last one is the if called return. So we've been static. Now we're going to go to one where the stock price rises to the exercise price of the option and is called away, hence if called. So in this case, income plus gain over investment multiplied by the time. Income is defined as income plus gain, the call dividend plus the dividend, plus the strike minus the stock over the stock price, and then, of course, our time factor. Required information, if we plug it in, it has a fairly substantial. Why is it so much different? Well, it's because it's at the if called, and what did we do? We built in an upside potential to the stock. So that number, whatever it may be, 3 points, a buck and a half, whatever it was in here, is added to this calculation. So this is always is going to be a higher number if we've done that trade where we've sold a call above where the stock is trading right now, that we build in some potential profit in the stock side when we lose it. Again, follow-up planning, I cannot emphasize it much for any option position that you put on. You've got to pay attention. You've got to have a plan. You've got to have a plan to get out. What's our plan to get in? When do we get in? What are we looking for to get out? Target, profit target, whatever that may be, but you've got to have something up your sleeve to do that. It's not good to fly blind here with the options. You got to have a plan. It can be flexible, but you got to have some idea. If this occurs, I got to be able to do something else. The beauty is, the more and more you get used to options, there are a whole variety of ways to do that. It just doesn't involve selling out the option. There are different ways to manage option positions and to change the risk-reward profile of something that you have on, and perhaps open up opportunity that you might not have thought of with the position. Maybe it's not going so well. Make some adjustments in the options, and you can recover some potential. So it's not just cut and dried, black and white. There's a lot of different ways. That's why I always say options, it requires stubby pencil work. You got to spend some time with them, but there's an infinite variety of different things, and you got to get a comfort level. If you like some strategies, you feel comfortable with it, use those strategies. So let's talk about follow-up planning. If it rises above 45, I can do nothing and wait for assignment. That's okay. I don't mind losing the stock. I can say, I don't want to lose the stock. I can buy back the call. You're going to lose money on the call because what's happened? The underlying's going up. The premium's going to go up on that option. And then you could also close out the entire position, buy it back, and sell the stock. Again, the stock has risen, so you've got a profit in that. Do nothing if you're willing. Buy back the call if you're bullish and don't want to sell the stock. Close the entire position. No correct answer here. That's up to each and every one of you to make the decision. If it's unchanged, decision. Do I want to keep the stock? Do it again, because I get to keep it. It's unchanged. I get to keep the money. And what do I think with the stock? Am I still neutral to moderately bullish on the stock? If it declines sharply, this is the one that really needs some real look at it. Do nothing and wait for assignment. Buy back the call and keep the stock. Close the entire position. Having that predetermined stop loss point, and that's thinking about the stock. I think we all need to have that in our stock portfolio. This, what level down am I willing to go with this before it's time to look to get out? If you sell the closer to the money calls, it's going to yield that higher static return and lower if called. And as I said, if you sell the further out of the money calls, lower static return, but you're going to get a higher if called because you have that built-in profit in the security. The plan, start with cash, find your stock, buy the stock, sell the call. Be willing to sell the stock at the strike price. Hope to end with the cash. Keep the money in the pocket. Let's do it over. Let's pick a different stock. Have your plan, stop loss point. Close that position out there. Move on to the next thing. Do more than one at a time. Diversify across the portfolio. If the market's neutral, you've probably got a lot of stocks in the portfolio that potential candidates for this. And continue to look for more ways to bring in income. Harvesting premium or garnering income, appropriate for that neutral bullish or maybe neutral bearish, because there are ways on the bearish side of the market. Again, as you expand your working knowledge of different option strategies, this is just one of many income strategies. There are credit spreads to deal with it, that you deal with a bullish or a bearish condition. So there's a lot of stuff in there. Early assignment is possible. And again, I really like to emphasize this. Those return calculations should not be your deciding factor. They should give you some, again, picture, but you have to make that decision based on your market forecast and things like that. And of course, a follow-up plan is absolutely essential.
You've just finished watching the final chapter of the Options Industry Council's Options Fundamentals podcast series. We hope this series has helped you understand options and possible ways to use them with your portfolio. There are many other free OIC podcasts available at www.optionseducation.org. Please remember to call us at 1-888-OPTIONS whenever you have an options-related question.